get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembron.
Thank you very much, Mitch Lake, and WKMJ as in Matt Jennings. Oh, that was a good one right there. Just came up with that,
good
too.
Morning.
Just came up with that. Matt Jennings in our studio today, head coach for the Michigan Tech volleyball team. We're talking about sports camps this time of year over at Michigan Tech, and this is something that has gotten bigger and bigger, especially in the last couple of years. Michigan Tech Recreation has really bumped up the intensity and the grandness, I guess, of the sports camps. Wes Fromm also in our studio. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
Good, Dirk. How are you?
Good. What are we talking about today?
Well, we got camps. We got still some sports going on, obviously, with track and our tennis team, men's tennis team, going still for a few more weeks as we wind down the semester. It's hard to believe we're within a month here of the semester ending and another school year being in the books, but that's what we got going on right now athletics-wise. But obviously we're promoting our sports camps and all that goes on with that. And we'll be talking also about the big event we got coming up on Sunday at the SEC, the Bouncerama. We'll have a student athlete in here, Mackenzie Pertu, will be joining us a little bit later to talk about that.
Well, Matt, it's the winter is kind of your off season, and I know you've been really, really busy on getting ready for the season coming up in the fall. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Yeah, we've been working hard. I mean, Coach Doug and I have been out recruiting some here in the off season, but as a team, we've been working in the gym. This is our last week of team practices here, so that's hard to believe. We had a scrimmage against Northern here at Tech, which I thought went pretty well. And then we're actually going to head to Northern this Saturday to finish our spring season.
So I was up there on Saturday, and there was some stuff going on in the gym, volleyball going on. What it looked like it was men and women playing. Is that something intramural type thing?
Yeah, probably.
Intramural?
Maybe
okay.
With the men's club team, maybe.
Because I knew you guys had been, we're obviously very active, and we kind of peeked in there to see if you guys, but it didn't look like anything from the team was going on.
Right. Now, we have. I mean, we're recovering from a few injuries, which has been good. You know, time has definitely let us heal there.
Right.
But I can see the difference so far in the team. They're all in. It's been a lot of fun.
Does your off season seem too long? I mean, is it hard for you as a coach?
It is. Off season's very long, and preseason's way too short. with the fall, with the fall sports. So
yeah.
The way I kind of try to frame it is, this is our time to get better and break the little things down, because once preseason gets here, those 2 weeks, it's full go.
Well, this team is obviously improving, and you have a lot of confidence in the players that are coming back and building on what you've been able to build on so far.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd like to think we're getting better. We certainly are working hard towards that. With the young group we had this year, we return everybody, which is nice, and we have three nice additions coming in. So, I think I have what I need in order to turn the corner here. Middle of the pack last year, that's progress, but our goal definitely is to keep on going up. There's no doubt about it.
Matt, how about you talked about the young players? How important is it for them to get that first year under their belt now and see what it takes in the GLIAC and at the Division II level, and now to have this offseason to be able to maybe tweak some things as we head into year two?
It's all right there. I mean, that's it. It's very rare that I think that a freshman gets to come in and play as much as our freshmen have been able to in the last three seasons, really. So that's certainly very valuable. But I don't think any freshman knows just what they have and what's in store for them as they come to the next level, especially if you think about a fall sport. I mean, this kid usually get a couple months right out of school, and then boom, they're on the court. So this spring has been huge for them. But the most exciting part really is how they've coalesced around each other. This team has been doing what we've been asking them to do with very little nudging, and they're just a joy to be around, for sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the sports camps that are coming up, the volleyball camps. You have three different ones, right? Is that right?
Technically two, but yeah, we break it up into three sections.
Okay, right. Well, tell us about them, what you expect out of the kids and what age brackets you're dealing with.
Yeah, our first one is our Little Huskies camp, and that's the first 2 days of camp. That's Monday, July 20th. That's when that starts, and that goes till the next day, Tuesday, July 21st. That's a shorter time session camp for the youngsters. That's, I think, grade 2 through 6. We're not too rigid on those ages. It can kind of vary a little bit, but that's an extension really of our little Huskies program that we have throughout the year that has been certainly something that I've really enjoyed doing and getting to know some of the younger ones around the area. We've had great feedback from that so far, and that one, you know, is to me, is if you got to come in and have some fun. We have certain girls on our team that particularly enjoy working with the younger players, so that's great. And then, you know, July 22nd through the 24th, that's that Wednesday through Friday. That's for our older players. That's the all skills. And we break that up into two age groups. That one is, it can kind of blend. It's the same camp, we just work it for two different groups.